Stephanie Curtis is the movie maven here at Minnesota Public Radio. She joins us on Friday mornings. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
All right, so this is called The Other Woman, this new movie you're talking about here this morning.
That's right. This stars Cameron Diaz and Leslie Mann. As Cameron Diaz is a high-flying lawyer who meets a hot guy, and they start dating, and she thinks, this is it. This is the man for me. I love Mark. And then she finds out he's married.
Oh.
And then the wife, played by Leslie Mann, finds out about her and tracks her down. And the two become friends and plot revenge upon the husband.
I see.
And that's the plot.
That's not real.
Yeah, I know.
And
they deal with that pretty well with Cameron Diaz saying, why are you here? I don't want to be friends with you. And they believably, actually, for the first half hour, you buy into it. It's really well set up. And Cameron Diaz and Leslie Mann are two truly funny women. They're funny, verbally funny. They're both physically funny. And it's actually a good setup. I like revenge movies, comedic revenge movies. I thought it'd be like, you know, the old Goldie Hawn movie, The First Wives Club.
Oh,
you know,
I love that movie.
Where some ladies get together and get revenge, and middle-aged ladies having their revenge. I can't believe Cameron Diaz is middle-aged, but she is.
Guess what? She is.
She
yep.
is, I know. And but then, instead of it turning into a fun revenge movie with all kinds of kooky turns, there's scene after scene of the ladies bonding. They're bonding drinking wine. Mm. They're bonding in the Hamptons. They're bonding on the bonfire. They're bonding on vacation. And there's a lot of crying. And it's just on and on and on. And I like, get to the revenge people.
Yeah, what about the dirty dog who brought them together in the first place?
Yeah, you know, and they add in another girlfriend played by Kate Upton, who's... I don't know if you know who she is. She's a bikini model, basically. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't have a lot of charisma, doesn't add a lot to it. She's a little bit of an empty presence on screen. She's lovely mm-hmm. to look at. But she doesn't add much to it. So it's a drag. The first half hour is kind of fun. I thought, this might be fun. Instead, it's a long drag, and really, men, avoid it at all costs, because there isn't much here for guys. There's some physical humor, there is some parts that are some fun scenes, but really, it's a lot of ladies holding hands and hugging and you know, like and making jokes about braiding each other's hair and then actually braiding each other's hair.
Wow. And I love a good romantic comedy.
I love a good girl power romantic comedy movie.
I was complaining a lot last year to people. There should be more Hollywood movies with women in the lead, you know, and they had The Heat last year. I thought, you know, maybe this is going to be, you know, like there's going to be more women buddy movies like last year's The Heat with Melissa McCarthy and Sandra Bullock, where, again, the plot was kind of silly, and mainly it was about the two of them having these great scenes together. But that one really worked because it was truly funny. And this one tries to not just be funny, but also be warm and true and have Leslie Mann really work through her feelings in a real way about her husband having an affair. I don't care about her real feelings. It's a comedy. Mm-hmm. Make it broader than this. Mm-hmm. It was a mishmash and felt really long.
Good to know, especially if you're a guy, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah.
Enjoy The Other Woman. All right, very good. Thank you so much, Stephanie.
See you next week.
Stephanie Curtis, the movie maven at Minnesota Public Radio, who joins us on Friday mornings to talk about movies.